to invite you to go with me on a journey, a trip down memory lane. A less alarming version of Willy Wonka's boat ride through the land of imagination. Think back to a moment in your life when you were young and the world was infinitely magical. Even in the most adverse circumstances, children still have this capacity to believe in magic. Or perhaps your mind goes first to a time when you were a young person, feeling invincible and like you could change the world all on your own. Although they may by then have lost their childhood belief in magical moments, youth have their own capacity for believing in goodness, in rightness, and in the power of a just cause. And then we grow up. Adulting, they call it now. The grind of bills, jobs, repairs to cars and houses, the cares of being a grown-up who, it turns out, doesn't get to eat ice cream every day for dinner. Someone might say that we've lost that magic, that we're prosaic and humdrum and pragmatic now. I don't completely believe that, though. Maybe you don't either. Do you know why I don't believe that? Because we keep telling the stories in life, in fiction, where that's not true, where we haven't become prosaic and humdrum. We keep finding ways to reclaim the magic, even if just for a moment or a chapter or a day. If you head down to the local movie theater, I'm not sure what the closest one is here for you, you can watch a grown-up Christopher Robin not only returning to Pooh Corner, but bringing a little bit of Pooh Corner back with him. I was working in a library when the first Harry Potter books came out, and I remember being bemused, to say the least, because parents would come in and renew the books. They'd started a chapter to check it out and make sure this new book was going to be okay for their kids. And the children hadn't even gotten to see them. The parents reread the whole book and then needed to come back and say, I'm going to need some more time for my kids to actually read this. 20 years later, those kids are now rereading those books to their children. More than once, a parent, grandparent, auntie, uncle, or friend has told me, and I'll admit, I agree, that one of the fun parts of having kids in your life is that you have an excuse to play with toys again. So no, I don't believe we've given up the magic for good. Sometimes we forget it for a little while, though. Sometimes the problems seem too pervasive, the sadness too much, the stresses too heavy to carry. I think we need to honor that feeling also. There, too, I think the kids know something we don't know or have forgotten. Life doesn't have to be all sunshine for the magic to happen. Children's movies and fairy tales, they have a surprising number of dark moments. From Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, Hansel and Gretel's Witch with her gingerbread house, to Bambi's mother, we're all traumatized by that, and Elsa's ice powers, to the most beloved children's stories are not all sweetness and light. And still, in spite of all that is dark, these stories hold wonder for generations of children and adults, too. It's not just fiction, either. The movie Life is Beautiful was based on a Holocaust memoir, telling the story of a father who makes a game for his son out of their life in the concentration camp. We need to hold space for all of our feelings, all of our experiences, not just the happiness, not just the magic, but holding and honoring all of our feelings doesn't mean giving up on the magic entirely either. Regardless of where you hang your political hat, it cannot be denied that the last few years have brought some times where it felt like everyone we knew was or is at each other's throats. Peter Pan may have it right that all the world is made of faith and trust and pixie dust. But some days it doesn't feel like that. I think the adolescents, the young adults, have something to teach us then. In some ways, I consider myself a child of the 60s and 70s. For those of you who are doing the math, you're right. I'm just peeking around the corner into my 40s. But I believe there's a special corner in our heart that's reserved for the music we grew up with. That music calls us home. For me, Simon and Garfunkel, Cat Stevens, Peter, Paul, and Mary, those are just a few of the songs that sing my soul. I've joked to friends that it's no wonder that I grew up to become comfortable with holding multiple identities in tension. I was raised on protest songs by two Army veterans. For some of you, maybe the songs in our service today, all of which were taken from the era of the 60s through 70s, also bring back memories of days when you might have been, like many people today, on one side of a protest line or the other. Well, the song we heard during the interlude, For What It's Worth, is better known as an anti-war protest song. It actually wasn't written as an anti-war protest song at all. It was written in response to a series of protests that turned violent. It was later revised to reflect the Kent State shootings that took place 3 years later. I want to take a closer look at some of the lyrics from that song because I think those lessons still hold true for today. The song's iconic opening lines on their own could be an anthem for anyone living in a season of change, whether that's change within the world, change within society, or change within our own personal lives. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Change breeds uncertainty. And one of the things that we adults are much better than kids at is resisting change. In fact, that's what the next verse of the song is about. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. There's a joke about how each generation at some point becomes the generation grumbling about these kids nowadays, when the truth is that we all used to be these kids ourselves. I've done it about technology. I learned to type on a typewriter. I'm part of the Xennials, the micro generation that's caught between analog and digital. Tech is not my first language. So digital natives are confusing and sometimes frustratingly opaque to me. But generational tiffs about newfangled inventions and styles, after all, let's not forget that the tuxedo was once considered shockingly informal, are far from the only thing that each set of young people brings to the table. If children have the market cornered on wonder, young people, perhaps, are the keepers of passion and action. It turns out that the car rental places had it right all along. It's not until the age of 25 that our brains finish developing the impulse control we'll need to rely on during the coming years. Especially those decades called the sandwich generation, which many of us are in, where we're caught between the needs of younger generations and older generations in our lives. And that impulse control, those increasing responsibilities, those are all good things. The more candles I see on my cake every year, the more grateful I am to have the life I do. You actually couldn't pay me to go back to 18 or 21. I see some head shaking. But there is an indescribable something a generational je ne sais quoi, held in trust for all of us by the young people in the threshold years between childhood and adulthood. A willingness to dive right in, to stand up for what they believe, to ignore the obstacles and those who say, can't be done. I think there's a reason why so many startups are helmed by young people. They don't listen to the fact that what they want to do is impossible. And so somehow, they do or create it anyway. Buffalo Springfield says, 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say, hooray for our side. Well, that'll preach. Maybe it catches your toes a little bit like it does mine. Protecting what we value always, always, requires that we listen to more than just our own solutions, more than our own side. The proverbial self-licking ice cream cone will not help us make positive change in the world. It will just keep us huddled in our own tribes. And there are major problems facing our world: hunger, poverty, violence, and hatred, that we can only fix working together. 1 year ago this week, not too far away in Charlottesville, hatred killed a young woman. 1 month ago, also not too far away in Annapolis, hatred killed 5 journalists. We can't fix any of that carrying signs that say hooray for our side. We have to find a way forward together to solutions that heal our communities. Here's what I hear the young people of today saying, asking. The same thing that each of our generations asked of the ones that went before us. Don't get so comfortable and so consumed by your adulting that you forget about love, hope, and peace. The hook of For What It's Worth, from the very first chorus, is the part that I think ties this whole thing together. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Did you notice what they do there with who they address? It's the children who are hearing the sound, asking everyone to sit up and take notice. They, the children and the youth, they hear things we don't. Wonder and passion are so very real for them. And that's important in our own lives and our own faith development. In the Christian New Testament, Jesus reminds us to be as little children. Jewish rabbi Zvi Freeman says that to live is to delight in life like a child. And wonder is such a critical element for us as you use that it's reflected in our very first source, direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder. In the book The Polar Express, the protagonist reflects on his own journey of wonder, saying, at one time, most of my friends could hear the bell, but as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all those who truly believe. When we retain that connection to wonder, hope is never truly lost, and anything is possible. I'll close with one more quote from the Rabbi Freeman. The child demands a fair and perfect world, and the child is right. The kids are all right. Let's spend a little bit of time learning from them to see the magic, to fight for what we believe in, and to make the world right. May it be so.